All right, let's go to let's move on to item three, public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the comment members of the public to provide public comment to the board on matters that are not on the agenda. Let me check in with staff. Do we have any public comment in the queue this morning?
Yes, we do. We have Carol.
All right. Well, why don't you move Carol over? And it looks like I see the box there.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Carol. Your 3 minutes begin now.
This is Carol Nowicki, the wife of Fire Chief Pete Nowicki, who you illegally tried to steal benefits from until the California courts put a stop to it. At the 2015 witch hunt hearing you held regarding my husband's retirement, your attorney rambled on and on about the inappropriateness of my husband having utilized his contractual ability to sell back vacation. He went on to even stupidly state, quote, he knowingly sold back his vacation with the knowledge that it would increase his retirement, end quote. What a genius. I hope you pay your attorneys well for brilliant statements like that. What is so unfortunate is that you people kowtow to His Royal Highness Lederman and let him lead you around by the nose. Over the course of the past 8 years, your attorneys continue to argue in court that it was only my husband who needed to be punished for utilizing not only something that was specifically stated as a benefit in his contract, and not only as a benefit that his employees and coworkers enjoyed, but a benefit that was specifically elaborated on as a benefit in Cesera's own document entitled Items Used to Determine Compensation Benefits. Cesera adopted that document in 1997 and was used to contractually guarantee benefit rights for all Contra Costa employees in the retirement system. And yes, it includes the thousands of employees who have utilized vacation sellback. That is, all except my husband, who you needed to try to turn into your poster child. This past November, my husband initiated a public records request for a list of all Contra Costa retirees who have utilized vacation sellback to calculate their final retirement payout. Although we have been advised that Cesera staff will eventually respond to our request after surveying all of the employees who have retired since 1997, Cesera's deputy general counsel responded that, quote, Cesera does not, in the usual course of business, keep any such records grouped according to that category, end quote. Please tell us all why then, if you don't keep records pertaining to vacation sellback, that your attorney decided to pick only Pete out of the thousands of retirees who have sold back vacation, and why he stated that Pete's vacation sellback was, quote, not only inappropriate, but perhaps borderline illegal, end quote. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Nowicki. Do we have any other public comment this morning?
Yes, we do. We have a phone number ending in 5194.
All right, would you move 5194 over and we'll take that comment? I see your symbol on the screen. Good morning. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. You're on for public comment. Your 3 minutes begins now.
This is Pete Nowicki, the fire chief you tried to illegally take benefits from until the California court system put a stop to it. For you, those of you in the listening audience who have been contacting me for updates, in August 2021, 17 months ago, the California First Appellate Court ordered Cesera to return all the money they stole from me in their clawback. That has not yet happened, and they seemingly have decided they're not going to comply with the court's ruling. We're going to be going back to court shortly, and thus we'll continue Cesera's senseless waste of retiree funds and taxpayers' money. Now, I want to elaborate on Cesera's conflicting comments that they probably wish they never made. Cesera illegally curtailed a huge portion of my retirement benefits in 2015. When they again attempted to stifle a portion of the hazmat workers' benefits in 2017, they quickly and immediately decided not to go down that road again. In fact, following the February 8, 2017 Cesera board meeting, Director Deborah Allen went on television and stated, quote, it's the process that's broken. Retired employees did nothing improper. They simply followed the allowable pension rules and they were encouraged by Cesera to maximize their retirements. Well, isn't that something? since they've already illegally clawed back my retirement benefits 2 years prior, I guess they just decided that was ancient history and that didn't need to be readdressed, which it never had been until we took it to court. Director Allen retired from the board shortly thereafter, but there's still directors on this board who participated in my witch hunt and still sit there twiddling their thumbs, knowing that the hearing in 2015 was a deceptive ambush using lies and rumors from their crooked attorney to try to make their own bad press go away. Director Phillips, answer me this question. Why do you sit there doing nothing after the courts found that Cicero's actions were illegal, especially since you were the one quoted in the press as having said, and this is your quote, it wouldn't be fair to punish the workers for trying to maximize their pensions when they had been told they could do so. The fact that we have these issues really was because of the employer side, not the employee side. But you sat there and voted against me saying it was my fault. So why is it, Director Phillips, here we are 8 years later and you have no remorse as to your actions as an individual and or as a board, having broken the law, given direction to your legal team to continue their lies in court, and refused to follow the court's orders? And once again, I'm going to ask the Cicero board to calculate what this madness has cost the retirees and the taxpayers and make that number public. Be transparent like you're supposed to be. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Nowicki. Do we have any other public comment this morning?
No, we don't.
All right. Thank you. Let's